It's 2:02. Welcome back to Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, also streaming at ijpr.org. I'm Eric Thiel, and we've got another great live session in store for you today. Joining me in the JPR studios, Pokey LaFarge and the South City 3 making a journey here through the state of Jefferson. Welcome, Pokey LaFarge.
Howdy, good to see you.
Where are you from originally? You are a Midwest guy, is that true?
We are Midwest through and through, sir. Through and through.
All of you? All four of you?
You know it.
Where is home?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. Before you play something.
The gateway to the West, you know, the Oregon Trail. We like to think that we have a connection.
Let's talk for a minute about the music you guys play, because it is definitely a throwback. If I might suggest one possibility, it's music that goes back to the point where jazz, Western swing, and blues kind of all split and started to go their own unique directions.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. At the same time, I'd say it was, it's taking what's been put out there before you and going forward with it, really. Obviously, the songs that we play and that I write are original, and they have my personalities. And when we write it, we set the intention. And of course, I got such a great band here; they get their own personalities through when they play. So, I really just look like it as more of like a foundation of American music, and we're just putting our own spin on it.
All right. Well, let's talk more about the music and the band in a minute, but let's start with the tune,
folks. We got this brand new one for you here. This is called "Won't You Please Don't Do It." 1, 2, 3. My girl's rose on another man's vine. My heart pickled in a jug of wine. No one to turn to in my time of need. It's up to you what will become of me. Oh, won't you please don't do it? Won't you please don't do it? Won't you please don't do it? Baby, don't you break my heart. Was she so important that I'd kill myself like this? Drinking, smoking, starving from the memory of her kiss. I gave myself no choice when I gave her everything. I sealed my fate forever when I offered her my ring. Yes, won't you please don't do it? Won't you please don't do it? Won't you please don't do it? Baby, don't break my heart. I wish you would have patience to listen while I say this. I don't treat me this way if I'm gonna come back to you. Yeah. You're by far and away the most evil girl that I've ever seen. It's probably best that you stay away from me. You should be thankful that I do not own a gun. Cause I want to get even for all the evil things you've done. Yes, won't you please don't do it? Won't you please don't do it? Won't you please don't do it? Baby, don't break my heart. I wish you would have patience to listen while I say this. I don't treat me this way. It's I'm gonna come back to you.
It's Pokey LaFarge and the South City 3 live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. The newest album is called Middle of Everywhere. Pokey, what was it about the music of this era that grabbed you in such a profound way?
First of all, it rules.
What do you mean by that?
It rules? Well, boy, there's so much about it. First thing, perhaps, it's hard to say what the first thing was, but I've always liked music that's raw and full of soul and full of emotion, whether it's whether they're conveying a feeling of a of sadness or happiness, but so much of that is always one and the same, really. I mean, so what was the, you know, certain quotes of seeing a guy playing, you know, some happy blues with a tear in his eye. I mean, it's just the acoustic music, the richness of the tones, and obviously the combinations of so many other things as well, the influences of all the different, you know, of course, it's American music. I mean, that's what's great about the country, really, and that's what I never cease to, it never ceases to amaze me, really, because you always discover something new. You always discover a different band from back in the day or a different band from today that is bringing out their regional influences. I mean, you go to Texas and you got, you know, so much German influence there, which helped with some of the Western swing, and that's a whole other thing. And there's just so much music in America, and it's so much of it is a combination from different people from all over the world. So you kind of get, there's a little something in it for everybody.
Mm. Well, now you draw from a couple of different styles. Who are some of your main influences in each of those different genres of music?
Well, you know, there's a lot of styles, really. I mean, not only do I love Western swing and different novelty string bands and blues and jazz and country, which are genres in themselves, which just the names themselves are very limiting, really.
Yeah.
You almost have to just go to the specific people themselves. And, of course, that would be Bob Wills and Bill Monroe, people who almost single-handedly invented their own genre. And people have been copying for decades. But at the same time, I love Eastern European music. I love African music. I love calypso. All these things are different things that have influenced American music, polka. I mean, we all love stuff. I mean, the guys all have... all of, you know, punk rock and different rock and roll and things like that. The list is endless, really, just as long as it's got soul, you know.
Mm. Now, I read that you originally started off on guitar, a little bit of banjo, but then switched at a certain point to mandolin. Is that true?
Yeah, pretty early on, yeah. I was always trying to, I guess I was just trying to be different, but all my buddies were playing guitar, and I was falling in love with bluegrass at the same time, Bill Monroe, of course, and... So I picked up the mandolin.
Mm. And a little bit of what you guys are playing sort of looks back to the era of ragtime music, which generally speaking kind of lent itself to playing on piano. But are you able to kind of move that over to your instrumentation a bit?
Well, the thing to understand about ragtime being that the foundation being in the late 19th century, of course, is just really an idea. I mean, it's a theory. I mean, it's a way of syncopating your rhythms. So that things will eventually, of course, went into jazz and swing, right? I mean, so it's not really ragtime in the traditional sense, obviously.
So does your style predate a lot of improvisation, or do you include a lot of improv in the songs that you're doing?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of improvisation in all the tunes. Obviously, the boys here being the soloists have their own way. My instrument's my voice, so I certainly, it's like a conversation. It's just like talking. You come up with things on the spot. But it's important to realize that that jazz is not just from one place, and it wasn't just played by one kind of people, or ragtime either. I mean, these things have evolved into different ways of playing. I mean, if you find any good country records, the people who are playing the solos are jazzers. Mm-hmm. They'll be the first to tell you. So it's important to remember that country isn't about monster trucks and what else? I mean, any other kind of... yeah, red solo cups. Thank you very
gotcha.
Much.
Right. The new album is called Middle of Everywhere. It's Pokey LaFarge in the South City 3, my guests live on Open Air. Let's hear another tune.
We're going to do a tune here. This one's not mine. This is a song, boy, I don't know who wrote this one, but Bessie Smith did it, and Ted Daffin did it, Bob Wills, Milton Brown. This little song entitled Good Man Is Hard to Find. Hard to find. You always seem to get the other kind. When you think that he's your pal, you look for him and find him fooling with some other gal. And then you rave, yes, you even crave to see that low-down man lying at his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice, yes, and hug him every morning, kiss him every night. Give him lots of loving, baby, got to treat him right. Because a good man these days is hard to find. We can hear the Matt Hoskins on the slide guitar now. Mm-hmm. every night. Give lots of love and baby, treat him right. Cause a good man each day is hard to find.
It's Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Pokey LaFarge and the South City Three are my guests live in the studio today. The new album called Middle of Everywhere. Pokey, tell me about when and how this band came together. I hear it's a few years together now, right?
Yeah, we're about 4.5 years, I think. It will be something like 4.5 or 5 years at the end of this year. Yeah, actually, our first tour, it was Adam here, the lead guitar player, wasn't with us. It was just, you know, of course, I was playing solo for a couple of years before I had the boys. But on our first tour together, we came out west and did Pickathon.
Okay. All right, South City 3, where exactly is the South City and why is it an important name?
I think I'm going to leave that to you, Ryan.
Okay, yeah, the South City is the south side of St. Louis. It's I was born and raised and still live there. Joey, born and raised, still live there. Adam, born and raised, still lives there. It's one of the most... I guess you'd say vibrant communities in all of St. Louis, with the most one of the most integrated communities in St. Louis, a city that's pretty classically segregated. And it's a lot of different things, but there's a lot of music, a lot of arts, lots of good food, lots of good places to hang out, and it's a real part of town that's been kind of coming up, you know, ever since I've been living there, and it's a real prideful thing for the people from there and from St. Louis in general.
Mm. Now, Pokey, you referenced a few minutes ago that most of the music that you guys are doing is original music. Is that right?
Correct, sir. Including that album that you have right over there. All those tunes were penned by yours truly.
Yeah. Now, you seem like such a student of the past and knowledgeable of all of those early music styles. Isn't it?
I'm a student of my country. Student of the world.
Isn't it tempting for you to want to try to bring some of those old songs back and expose them to a new generation? Or?
Sure, yeah. That last one we did obviously was an old one, so we did that in our own way. Yeah, but I was always a writer from an early age, and as most artists, I think, would argue, it's kind of hard to know the origins of your... You have your first expression because through art form, because you do it because you have to. I mean, we all feel, I think, speak for all of us and say that we play music because we have to play music. I sing and write and play music because I have to. That's what we're put on earth to do. But when you play old songs, you're speaking somebody else's words. You know, they can mean something to you, but they're never going to mean what my own words are going to mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, we always prefer to play the original stuff too, because anybody could play a cover song.
Yeah. Is it true you also play a vintage instrument?
True. This is a 1946 Epiphone Spartan. Adam over here has got a 1939 Gibson L12. And the great thing about these guitars, obviously, the fact that they're Gibsons and Epiphones from the 30s and 40s, which are typical, it's an era known to most guitar enthusiasts to be the pinnacle of guitar making, especially for archtops, which most people don't make archtops these days. And of course, new guitars take a while to break in. So certainly they have an old sound.
Yeah, and a description of an archtop. I mean, it's kind of straightforward. The top is arched, right?
Yeah, as opposed to a flat top where a dreadnought you see.
What's different? Why do you head toward those?
Well, again, just think of this what you just said. I mean, the arched top, the F holes certainly give, there's certain ways of the sound coming out warmer.
We'll put some pictures up of both of those a little bit later on today, too.
Yeah, be honored.
Is it true, I want to hear another tune, but is it true that you guys actually released a bona fide 78 single?
Yeah, we do, and we have a 45 to go on with it as
cool.
Well. Yeah.
Let's hear another tune.
Okay. This is one that Adam Hoskins, a guitar player, wrote the music to. I wrote the words to. Just like the first one we played, we'll be on a brand new album coming out sometime in the spring of next year. A little tune we entitled Day After Day.
Coffee, and wake up in the morning. I got to have my tea when the sun goes down. But every page of my life's the same old story. 9 to 5, day after day, I can't be found. Oh, hanging around that water cooler, working every day. 5 o'clock can't come much sooner. Working my life away, waiting for the evening to roll around. Working every day. Well, my shift is over, I'm highway bound. Day after day, oh, my life get no relief when my working day is done. Just a sit or a shower, man, it ain't no fun.
Lafarge and the South City 3 live on open air here on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio. Also streaming at ijpr.org. You'll find information on the session, including photos and audio in case you missed some of the performance today. Coming up on our Facebook page, just go to facebook.com/Jefferson Public Radio. You know, I was reading a couple of different interviews that you have done over the past few years, and it seems like your vintage influence carries far beyond the music that you play. It's your sense of style and some of your personal interests.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, sure.
And you kind of talked about there being a quality level of the things that were manufactured around the same time. You talked about your instruments, but clothing and just a different sense of American quality at the time.
It's hard to dispute that. Or certainly, again, with the guitars, you know. I mean, the guitars right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And the same thing I think you're probably alluding to, perhaps my mode of dress, my dress style. Of course, I don't wear dresses, but what I'm talking about is my fashion sense. Of course, the quality of the craftsmanship and the clothing back in the day. You know, these days the only things you can really, the clothes you can find made in America, which are even harder to find, are still hard to find, is like a lot of work clothes. They're the only things really still made in America. But I just like to wear, you know, I'd rather wear stuff that was made in the States or buy anything that was made in the States, as I would venture to say that most people would like to buy things that were made in their own country, as opposed to outsourcing our identity, our means of income and jobs. I mean, we're complaining about jobs and we outsource everything to China. So I'm glad that people are talking about bringing that stuff back. So we'll see what happens.
Is there current music that interests you these days? People that are really making interesting new sounds?
Well, I wouldn't say like a movement so much of a big genre or anything like that, but there's definitely some. Yeah, we actually played with one of my favorite groups last night, Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys from Los Angeles. I'm sure you know those guys. Yep. They're awesome.
So other than the creativity and the people and the energy that you find in South City, St. Louis, what's the best music town you guys have ever been to?
That's a good question.
I'd say New Orleans.
There is a lot of them.
That's the only other town I think I could live in and play in all the time.
New Orleans? Mm-hmm. Just because of how much is going on and how many different things are going on?
Yeah, lots of venues, lots of...
I like New Orleans, you know. I like New Orleans. I'd venture to say Nashville is probably the one for me.
Yeah.
Although you do find some garbage there, but
as in New Orleans too, though.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
The great thing about New Orleans is that you can stumble into any place, anywhere, and pretty much hear good traditional jazz. However, smaller of the really good music scene as it is in Nashville, of the country music scene, but you can stumble into a place for free. Robert's Western World, right behind the Palace, the Cathedral of Country Music, the Ryman Auditorium. I mean, that place where there's so much history right there. It's hard to dispute, but those two are probably the top two.
It's Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3. My guests live today on Open Air. Middle of Everywhere is the newest release. They are in concert tomorrow in Arcata at the Depot. Information is online. More about the band and tour itinerary and music at PokeyLafarge.net. Let's wrap up with one more, guys.
Let's wrap it up. I guess we're going to leave the tunes from the record to the record. You can go and purchase that. Of course, that's Middle of Everywhere. But this is a new one here. It's entitled Central Time.
It's Boki Lafarge in the South City 3, live on open air, here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Middle of Everywhere is the new album. They're in concert tomorrow night at Humboldt State at the Depot. Guys, thanks so much for being here today. Real pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.